Cecil, are we last? Are we?
Yeah, looks like we are.
What is that policeman whispering to the judge for?
I don't know. Now remember, Sally, when they call us, stick to the names we made up.
Oh, what was my name, Cecil?
Sally Brown.
Well, what's your name again?
Joe White. We couldn't give our right names. This is found out, we'll be expelled.
But, Cecil, we didn't know what kind of a place it was.
Well, that doesn't hurt. Oh, we'll get off all right.
But those other people were all fined. What do we do?
Do you think we ought to tell the truth?
Well, Mamie always said, oh, what tangled webs we weave when what's the rest?
All right, you two. You're next.
Cecil, it's the officer. He's speaking to us.
What did you say?
Stand up. Come on up to the judge's desk. You're last.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much. Come, Cecil. The nice judge wants to talk to us.
All right. Hey, Sally, I forgot. If you ask us how old we are, we're each 22.
What'd you say, Cecil?
I said we're each 22.
No whispering there. These are the last two, Judge. What's your name?
Me?
I'm addressing you.
Oh, wait a minute. Cecil, I remembered the last part. It's, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's it.
Hey, Sally, the judge is frowning at you.
Oh, pardon. Were you frowning at me?
I was waiting for you to answer my question.
What did you ask me?
I asked you what your name was.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Well, it's still the same.
Her name is Sally Brown.
Yes, Sally Brown.
How old are you?
We're each 22. Pretty good, Cecil?
Now, what were you two doing in a gambling establishment when it was raided tonight?
Well, if we had known, believe me, we wouldn't have been there.
Did I address you, young man?
No, sir.
Well, then remain quiet until I do.
Yes, sir.
Now, what were you doing in the office of that gambling house when it was raided? Did you hear me?
Were you addressing me?
I was.
Oh, well, I just wanted to be sure, Judge. We don't want to make you mad.
Young man, what's your name?
My name is Sally Brown. No, it's Joe. No, sir, it's Joe White.
How old are you?
We're each 22. I remembered, Cecil.
Young lady, was I addressing you?
No, sir.
Well, then remain quiet until I do.
Yes, sir.
How old are you? I said, how old are you?
Well, were you addressing me, sir?
I most certainly was. Okay. Don't you know your own age?
Why, yes, sir, of course I do.
He was there when he was born. Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't addressing me.
I don't believe either one of you. Neither of you look over 18.
Oh, Judge, can I say something?
Well, what is it?
Now, it's this. We may not look it on the outside, but we are. Our brains are grown up, but our bodies were a little late. You know how it is, Judge. You can't tell how old an egg is until you open it.
That will do. Young man, you ought to be ashamed. Taking a girl like this into a notorious gambling dive.
The man that owned it called it a joint.
But, mister, we didn't know what kind of a place it was.
You will address the court as Your Honor.
What does he mean, Cecil? What do you mean, mister?
When you address me, say Your Honor.
But you said the court.
I am the court.
Oh, now, Judge. Oh, you know you're the judge. You're not the court, Your Honor.
Hey, Sally, please. He doesn't feel well anyhow. Let me do this. Your Honor, you see, I can explain everything.
Very well. Proceed.
Well, I went there to talk to the man that owns the place, the one you locked up.
Did you know him?
We never laid eyes on him before, Judge, Your Honor.
No, sir, we hadn't. I took Sally here with me just for company, see?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Well, we got in and I told the butler...
Oh, he looks just like a gorilla, Judge. You should have seen him. Just a big monkey.
Which one of you is explaining this?
I am. Well, we were taken upstairs in this house and into a sort of an office, and we didn't know it was a gambling club.
We were just as surprised as you are, Judge, to find it out.
Well, what did you want to see this man about?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather not say.
Why not?
Well, sir, you see, well, I'm collecting money for a certain cause.
What cause?
Cause we need it, Your Honor.
Sally, please. Well, I can't say. That is, I don't want to, but someone told me that this man would donate some money, and that's why I was there.
Surely you don't think we would have been there unless we had to, do you, Judge?
Did you go downstairs at all?
No, we just peeped through a peephole behind a picture.
No, sir, we didn't. And I was just explaining to the owner what we wanted to see him about when the place was raided. And we were hauled off here to this night court.
And here we are. That's our story in a nutshell, Judge, Your Honor.
Young lady, I don't want to have to warn you again.
Cecil, is he talking to me?
What did you call him?
Oh, Joe.
That wasn't what you said.
Sometimes she calls me Cecil just to be funny.
But you told the court your name was Joe White.
Oh, but, Your Honor, Cecil is short for Joe. It's an old Greek custom. All the ancient Greeks that named their sons Joe called him Cecil for short.
Now, I'm giving you a word of warning to the both of you. Speakeasies and gambling houses are not for young people. And I intend to keep them out of these dives if I have to lock them up to do it.
Yes, Your Honor. You have the right idea.
I'm going to accept your story. But if you are ever brought before me again, I shall have the case thoroughly investigated and see that a fitting penalty is imposed. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
No. What did you mean?
Yes, sir, we understand.
Case dismissed.
You mean you're going to let us go, Judge?
You heard me, didn't you? Case dismissed.
I don't know why it is that judges always have nasty tongues.
What did you say?
Nothing. She didn't say anything.
Yes, I did. If we're free, I can speak out. I think you're mean, and we didn't want to be arrested. No, we were only at that place for a noble cause. We ought to be given a medal instead of being taken to a night court.
You'll be given a fine for contempt. I must maintain the dignity of this court.
We're already free. Come on, Cecil, don't pay any attention to him. He said himself we could go.
Just a moment. Stay where you are.
Oh, I guess you're going to be an Indian giver.
I hereby fine you $25 for contempt of court.
I don't believe you. You're just joking.
$50 for contempt of court.
Sally, please don't.
Oh, it's silly, Cecil. He can't make me pay that much. I haven't got it. Did you say $50, Judge?
$75.
We heard you the first time. $25.
Well, I'll let it stand at $50. Pay the clerk.
But I haven't got it.
Then you'll have to serve it out.
Wait, Judge. Please wait. Can I talk to Sally here alone?
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, Cecil, I thought he was joking.
Come here. Well, a joke's on us.
But what can I do, Cecil?
We can't tell anybody we were here. We got to get you out.
Have you got $50?
I've got $50 of the stadium fund money.
Oh, we can't use that.
I'll tell you what I can do. Aunt Bess gave me $60 to pay up my tuition when she went home. I can use, well, part of that.
Oh, Cecil, will you? Uncle Thomas will send it back to you.
Well, I have to use the money I have with me and make it up when I get back to my room.
Oh, thank you, Cecil.
Only don't say another word until we get out of here, will you, please? I hope this will be all right to use the stadium money. I got the rest hidden in my dresser at the house. Let's see. 10, 20, 30... 40, 50. Here it is. Now, you give it to the clerk and let's get out of here.